way to the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The shells from the sinking Jap gunboat were blasting the water nearer and nearer the American submarine that had just rammed her. A few seconds more, and the Jap gunners would have to range. Commander Howard Gilmore, rushing to follow his men down the hatch, was cut down by Jap machine gun bullets. Badly wounded, he knew the time needed to rescue him might mean the loss of his ship. Without a moment's hesitation, he ordered, "Take her down!" And down she went, the submarine to safety, a gallant commander to his death. Keep that picture in your mind, friend. And when you're asked to buy an extra $100 war bond now in the fourth war loan drive, buy it. Put every dollar not needed for absolute necessities into bonds now. Not just because they're sound, profitable investments, but because they'll bring victory sooner. Bring more men home. The Shadow, the serious character who waves the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. A path to death. Unluckily, Beth.
Let me out of this electric chair. No, wait.
Don't touch the switch.
No, don't. Don't!
Yeah, good luck.
Hello.
And right on time. Oh, it's the start of my book, no end. Come in.
Thanks, Margo. Well, we ain't friends and mothers-in-law can be kept waiting, but the cook? Never. Besides, I'm hungry.
Well, we'll eat in a minute. First, I want you to eat something.
Hmm?
Not in the living room.
All right,
Peter? Here's the gentleman you've been so anxious to meet.
Is this Mr. Cranston?
Yes. Come on, do you remember Alice Wentworth?
She is.
Well, this is her son, Peter.
Really? Well, hello, Peter. I knew your mother quite well before she moved out.
She still talks a lot about you and Miss Lane.
Oh, is that so?
That's why I've been so anxious to meet you. What mother tells me, yeah, that you're quite something in the field of crime detection.
Well, outside of being a headache to the police commissioner once in a while, Peter, I don't think you could call me more than an interested amateur.
That isn't what the commissioner calls you. Sit down, won't
you? Oh, thanks, Margo. Well, up north on a little vacation, Peter?
Well, no, Mr. Cranston, I'm up here on business. You have to be a part of that business.
I am?
Well, Peter's taking up journalism in college, Lamont, and the school set him up to do an article on prison management.
Well, that's interesting.
We want you to help him.
Of course, I'd be only too happy to help you, Peter. Prison management's a bit out of my line.
Well, all he wants is a pass to visit the state prison. I assured him that you could arrange that for him, Lamont.
Well, I don't want just the usual visitor's pass. I want to write about the whole work, especially the death chamber. Reckon that's about the most interesting place in the prison.
For a budding journalist, I suppose it is. Well, I think you can count on the pass. I'll arrange it as soon as you want to go.
Oh, that's swell, Mr. Cranston. Thanks a lot. This is going to be a real thrill. I've never been in a death chamber before.
All right, Peter, this is on your head. I don't think you'll find it a pretty place. This is your first visit to the state prison, eh, young man?
Well, this is my first visit to any prison.
I see, and it should be doubly interesting.
Oh, it is. Say, when do we see the death chamber? I especially want to see there.
You'll be in the death chamber soon enough.
I guess I must seem pretty anxious to you. But you see, I'm studying journalism.
Journalism? Did you say journalism?
Yes, I'm preparing an article for the college paper.
A student of journalism should know who I am. Take a good look at my face. Ever see me in the paper?
No, I can't say that I have.
Never mind, you're young. It was before your time.
Well, I guess you've been working here in the prison a long time. Those stripes on your sleeve.
Each of those stripes have been sewed on for every 5 years I've served the state.
5 years? Gosh, that's 5, 10,
52 to be exact.
52 years inside prison walls? Connor, doesn't it give you the willies to be on?
I'm proud of my service. I only wish I could serve again as I have in the past. But I can hold on. Just a minute now.
Oh, what's this?
They're being cleaned.
So it's dark in here.
Yeah, this is the death chamber.
What? The death chamber?
Put on the light. There we are. It's nothing to be afraid of.
No, of course not.
Excuse me. Now, here's the room you've been so anxious to see. The last sight on your trip.
See, it's kind of spooky in here.
Spooky? Why, this is one of the best kept rooms in the institution.
And that's electric chair over
there? Yes, it's not quite as sinister looking as you expected, I suppose.
That depends on the way you look at it. But I think of the men that have died in that chair.
Why, my dear boy, death is nothing.
Nothing?
The most majestic experience of life. Nothing has greater nobility than death.
Yeah, I suppose so. Hey, it's getting warm in here. I guess we better be going, huh?
Going? Why, I haven't told you anything about the death chamber yet.
Oh, I know.
You see that door over there? Well, the three execution cells are just beyond. There are 10 men in there now waiting to sit in the seat of the fallen.
Seat of
the electric chair, of course. When they're brought in, the executioner will stand here at this panel, his hand on the switch. The men are strapped in. The warden gives the signal. The switch is thrown in like this. Oh, don't be alarmed. The chair is quite harmless until those wires are plugged in. And they're the electrodes that carry the power through from the powerhouse.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, I guess I got more material than I need for mine.
Oh, but see, you wouldn't go without sitting in the chair.
What would I want to do a thing like that for?
Why, every visitor sits in the chair. It's something to tell your friends. Come, sit down.
If you don't mind, I'd rather know.
This is an experience you'll never forget. Hey, let me help you. Sit right down.
Well, it's customary.
Of course. There you are. Now I'll show you how it feels to be strapped in. That's the chest strap.
Well, you certainly did that all the day.
Now the right arm. And the left.
Oh, that's enough. You got this chest strap so tight, I can't.
Now the right leg, like this. And the left.
Well, look, listen, maybe you didn't hear me, but I said I had enough.
And we dropped the hip piece down like this. And there you are. All snug and ready for the most noble, most majestic experience in life.
What do you mean?
You are now ready for death.
Now look here. Hey, what are you doing with those electrodes? No, no, don't do that. Take your hand off that switch.
Down on a luck ledge like somebody is dead, the ability to see if he could balance his weight. appointment.
Oh, yes, sir. Never mind about that. Just tell us what Ardyce had to say about young Wentworth.
Well, he says the Dev House is no place for people with bum hearts.
Well, Cranston, I guess you ought to be satisfied by now. You have the word of it.
I'm not satisfied. Now, look, I'm grateful to you for what you've done, but I intend to do a little more digging before I'm satisfied.
Oh, Miss Lane. Well, come on in.
Make the party complete. How to make out, Margaret? Did you talk to Peter's mother?
Yes, I just talked to her on the phone.
What did she have to say?
There will be no autopsy.
What?
Peter did have a heart attack.
You don't say. What do you think of that, Cranston?
He was rejected to the Air Force and last month.
Well, that settles it. Now let's go out and have a bite of lunch and pick up some
old Miss Lane and I have very personal stake in this case. Peter Wentworth's mother's an old friend of Margaret's family, and I gave the boy his path to death.
But hang it, old man, don't you see?
I see only one thing. Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Now look, I want to straighten you out on one thing. If you think Peter Wentworth was electrocuted in that chair, I can wipe that idea out of your mind right this minute.
How, Commissioner?
Because there's no power flowing to the electric chair except during a legal execution. When a man is to be executed, the juice has to be turned on in the main powerhouse. Then the electrodes are plugged in near the chair. In other words, the contact has to be made at both ends. Do you get that?
Yes, we get that, Commissioner. Now you get this. Did you know that a man died in that death table a few weeks ago?
Right.
And under very similar circumstances?
Well, that's news to me.
Right, Commissioner. That'll be news to you, too, when it's proven conclusively that Peter Wentworth was murdered.
Well, there's a prisoner just off the bottom of the hill, Margo. Room card right here.
Oh, Lamar, do you have to go through with
this? Yes, Margo, I do. The only way I can possibly find out what happened to Peter is by going through the prison just as he did, as a visitor.
Well, I only hope you won't come out just as he did.
You're afraid, aren't you?
Well, why wouldn't I be? I've already lost the son of one of my best friends.
At least I know what I'm getting into.
Do you, Lamont?
Well, what do you mean?
A frightful feeling about all this. It's like there was something supernatural about it.
Maybe you're right, but I've got to find out.
Oh, you've got to. Do you have your pass?
It's right here. I laid out in the name of Prentice.
I hope Mr. Prentice will be very careful.
He will, Margo. You wait here for me. No matter what you see or hear, don't lose your courage.
Don't lose what? Lamont, what do you mean by that? Lamont!
Nobody ever did as neat a job either before or since I was executioner.
Surely you don't regret the fact you were redeemed for such a grisly job as that?
It's a fine reward for faithful service.
You should let it disturb you so.
Humiliate me by making me guide. But tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
They're retiring me from the service entirely. But I'll have the last laugh on the whole pack of them.
What are you talking about?
I came to this institution, the state executioner. I leave it as an executioner.
Oh, very interesting. If you'll just unstrap me now.
Unstrap you? My dear man, you're going to have the honor of dying at the hands of the best executioner the state has ever had. The moment I'm going to attach those electrodes, pull the switch, and fling you into eternity.
You'll die yourself in this chair.
No, I won't. There won't be a mark on you. You'll die as only Fred Ardas can execute a man, and nobody will ever suspect you haven't died from a heart attack.
Aren't I sure a fool if you think I'd followed your story?
What do you mean?
Well, I happen to know you can't kill a man unless the electrodes are plugged in on the main power line.
My dear man, they are connected. Not to the main power line, but to the old dynamo that was once used for execution. It hasn't been used in years, except for the use I've made. Everybody's forgotten it but me. I have
a fiend on
it.
Certainly you won't deprive me of my last chance to talk. You know you're not only a fiend on it, you're a fool as well.
Keep quiet.
You'll never get away with it.
I've had enough. I could cover your face with the death man. Now shout all you wait.
Take the tail off me.
Now the electrodes. And the switch.
Don't put the switch on my
son now, eternity.
Back here. I've got an hour and a half on you now.
Why, after I'm waiting for a friend.
Well, now, that explains everything.
Oh, it sounds well, that's good.
Well, it don't explain anything, and I wouldn't go so far as to say it's good. Don't you know this is a restricted area?
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm telling you now, you'll have to move along.
But, after my friend should be back any minute.
Yeah, so will my friend the sergeant, giving me the old Harry for being so lenient with the traffic laws.
Oh, just let me wait 5 minutes longer.
Well, where is this friend of yours?
Well, he went to Ruby's prison about an hour and a half ago. What's the matter, officer?
The visitor, did you say?
Yes.
And he went into the prison about an hour and a half ago?
Yes, that's right.
Was he a good friend of yours?
Was he? What do you mean by that?
Well, if it's the same man I'm thinking about, you're going to have a long wait, I'm afraid.
Why do you say that?
Because, lady, that poor fellow just died in the death chamber. Alright, you heard what the warden said. There won't be any pictures taken inside the prison. You gentlemen of the press might just as well scram out of here. Now, please, Miss Lane.
I told you I won't leave here until I see Lamont, Mister. You ain't got to let me see him.
I can't let you see him. The warden says nobody's to see him until the medical examiner gets
him. But I've got to. Don't you understand?
I do, Miss Lane. But don't you see, I have no jurisdiction within these prison walls. It's up to the warden.
Oh, where is it? Where'd they go?
Right behind that door. His office.
Who's in there with him?
No one, just the body.
Well, I'm going to stay no matter what.
Oh, Miss Lane, wait. Don't go in there. Miss Lane, please. What is it, Miss Lane? What?
Well, I'll be doggone. The body has disappeared.
Make
you think he's seeing something?
Because I thought I saw something myself a while ago while I was setting out my lobster trap for the night.
What did you see?
A man climbing the rocks along the shore.
He was going this way.
Well, then I heard the doggy yell.
That's your imagination. Now go on home, go to bed.
Well, all right, Mr. Rod, I shall get along. I'll need to find out you're all right. Oh, what a slow, cool night this is, anyway.
Well, good night, Mr. Roderick.
Good night.
Rick, here, come on, into your kennel with you now. Go on, go on. Lie down now, butter.
Chicken hearted old hound. Now, like that every time I've executed somebody all through the years. And suppose he's yowling for the fool I sent to eternity tonight. He's afraid of death. Just like a human. Just like the one I sent away a few hours ago. He didn't want to die. None of them want to die. But he's gone. And once again, I wielded the power to take life.
But not the power to give it, Arthur. You don't have that power.
What is that? Who said that?
Who's out there? You back again, Mark?
No, Arthur. Mark is well down the cliff by this time. We're alone. Just the two of us.
Who are you? Where are you?
I'm right here in the room with you.
That's a lie. I know where you are. You're hiding in it. Huh?
You see, I'm not in the closet. I'm beside you. Very close to you, Ardyce.
Who are you? What do you want?
You, Ardyce. Your crimes have caught up with you. I've come for you.
Go away. Don't come near me.
Why do you cower in the corner like that? Surely you're not afraid of death?
Yes.
One who has the power to take life should not be afraid to die himself.
Get out! Get out, I say! Get out before I kill you! Do you hear? Get out! Get out!
See, Ardyce, it's useless. You can't kill what you can't see. Might as well put that knife away.
What have you come here for?
To end your criminal career, to bring you to justice.
I've committed no crime.
I'll admit you did your job with fiendish cleverness, but you'll not escape. The police are on the way here now.
They can't prove anything. Nobody knows what happened in the death chamber.
You're wrong, Ardyce. I know what happened. Your victim sat in the chair just as you're sitting in that armchair now. You buckled and straps around them until they were held even more tightly than I ought to have.
No! You did not touch me. You're not just a voice. What are you? Who are you?
You're at the end of your rope, Ardyce. Your only hope is to confess and clear your soul.
I'll admit nothing, nothing.
Yes, you will. I'm going to make you confess.
Make me confess? How can you do that?
Look, Ardyce. This corner of the room, right over here. That's it. Keep your eyes right where they are. Now I'm going to show you somebody who you met only a few hours ago. Someone over whom you exercised your power of death. A man who'd kill in cold blood.
Look out, I see. What do you see?
You recognize me now?
No. No, it can't be. You're dead. You're dead.
Confess, Ardyce.
You're dead. Go away, go away.
Who killed me? Who killed me 2 hours ago? Who killed Peter Wentworth?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
Confess, Ardyce.
I won't. I won't. Go away.
Confess.
No, no. Confess. All right. All right. I did it. I killed him. I'll never be taken alive. They'll never execute him. All right.
Found Ardyce's body at the bottom of the cliff.
That's right.
Well, now, look. Mr. West will be here in a minute, and before he comes, there are two angles of this case I'd like to get clear in my mind.
Okay, Margot, what are they?
Well, first, I'd like to know how you found out about that old animal. Everybody in the prison had forgotten it, but Ardyce.
Oh, that was easy, Margot. A shadow just slipped into the prison and spent a few hours with Ardyce while he tinkered with his secret death machine.
But couldn't Ardyce tell that he wasn't getting any power to the chair when he sat on it?
No, he was getting power, Margot, but not enough to hurt me. The prison electrician and the warden helped me fix that.
Oh, I suppose the warden had to carry out your hope of not being dead.
Correct, Margot. I suppose we had everybody fooled.
Oh, a little too well fooled. Mr. Weston still doesn't know you're alive.
Tell me, how did he take my death, Margot?
Well, Mark, believe it or not, he cried like a thing.
Battle against the forces of evil.